so go ahead and fire.
Seen enough from Best after two touches?
Well, yeah, first of all, he got us off to a good start. Second of all, he was just a little bit tight, you know, and he could have continued to play. He didn't get hurt or anything else, but he just said he didn't feel loose, didn't feel. And just said, like I said, felt a little bit tight, so we just sat him down. Makes no sense. Yeah, his legs were just tight. We just, like I said, didn't feel like stretching that when it was a preseason game.
Pretty good sign. I mean, if he can do that with tight legs.
Yeah, he's a pretty good player. you know, I mean, he did a nice job on the first play, and then, you know, really did a nice job on the second one, making that guy miss down in the red zone. I thought that was as good a play. Maybe he didn't gain as much yards, but it was as good a play as the first one. But we're just going to, like, I mean, you guys know me, you know, err on the side of caution in the preseason game. And when somebody says, hey, he's having fun warming up, he's a little bit tight, it just makes sense to shut him down.
What about Lovey?
Yeah, he tweaked his groin on the first play. And, you know, we'll see where that is. You know, I mean, I don't know how long that'll be and anything else until we get some tests on it and stuff like that. But, you know, he wasn't able to play after that, so.
Is it a concern you're dives on now?
Yeah. I mean, and we were out without Levy early in the preseason and, you know, needed to get him back and playing to get some continuity with us and him being, you know, our leader in as the middle linebacker. But you know, something we needed to overcome on the very first play.
Is this okay?
Yeah, he made it through. Played about 20-some snaps. Made it through fine. Didn't have any issues.
What's your assessment of the defense, first-team defense overall? Did they give up some points and yards?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the first drive, you know, we kept them in it a couple times. Had a chance, missed assignment. I think we had a penalty in that one. But I think the biggest thing there is we didn't give up too many big plays. And what we did is we just stayed alive, held them to a field goal. And sort of the opposite side of what I talked about last week with offense needing to score touchdowns, defense found a way to rise up right there. And it wasn't a good first drive for us, but there were a couple things. We didn't give up big plays, and we were able to hold them in the red zone and then give up a three right there. And you're going to stay in the game and give yourself a chance to win if you don't give up touchdowns.
And create turnovers.
Yeah, I mean, we did a good job of attacking the football, you know, stripped some balls out of there, missed some opportunities for some interceptions. We had some that we honestly should have made. You know, guys just need to play a little bit more aggressive in the coverage that they have, and we have a chance to make some interceptions. But we attacked the football good. We were around the football. That's good to see. Got in the end zone on one, which sort of went 50-50 on them getting a defensive touchdown. But, yeah, the turnovers always good. I mean, stops drives and puts your offense in scoring position.
How do you evaluate a game like this that you win, your offense look good, but the defense, at halftime, I think the loan was 20 or 25 against you. But how do you overall?
It was 20 or 25 against us.
20 or 25.
Oh, DeLone was 20 right. Or 25.
Right.
And like I said, I mean, if it's 20 or 25 and they're all four-yard passes, you know, not often are you going to be able to do a lot about that. But, you know, we need to play better on defense. We didn't play our best football on defense. We need to play better. But like I said, there are some things that, you know, I think they did a nice job with turnovers, you know, rising up, holding the field goal in the opening drive, things like that.
Aaron Brown, they're not making it easier to make that cut at running back, are they?
Yeah, he did a nice job running the football. It was probably, going back, it was probably his best complete game as a running back. Like to see him be a little bit more aggressive on some of his returns and bobbled that one ball on the kickoff return. But did a nice job in the passing game, did a nice job in the run game, running both inside and outside. So I thought Aaron played, did a nice job in there.
How about Sue over on played his most that he's played? What did you see out of him today?
Yeah, he was around the quarterback a couple times. You know, it's hard to really evaluate a defensive lineman until you watch the film. You know, it's hard to isolate, particularly an interior guy, and be able to see. You know, he's seen a lot of different things. You know, a lot of different ways people try to attack our defense, and getting that experience is good for him.
Does he have to learn that in the NFL, quarterbacks are protected?
Yeah, can't then throw him down to the ground like that. Yeah, you don't want to take a guy's aggressiveness away. But no, honestly, that is something that's called different, and that's something that is going to get a flag.
You had to throw Spivey into the fire pretty quick, obviously, because the bodies were short. How do you think you responded there?
I like seeing him make that one play on the sideline. He got halfway in between going for the hit or going for the pick, and you know if he just goes for the hit, that guy never comes down in bounds. And that's something that comes from experience. I mean, he's been safety for just a few days on a short week, so I don't want to read too much into that. You know, I thought he did a nice job tackling. You know, his alignments and all still need a lot of work. We knew that was going to be the case going in, but we also wanted to play him quite a bit, get him out there and get him exposed to that stuff. The only way he's going to learn is getting out there and playing. We're a little bit short on time with him. We've had a couple different issues. You know, we've had some times where our corners have been so limited in practice that, you know, we couldn't get him any safety reps. And then there's been times where, you know, all of a sudden we have safety injuries and we got to turn around and get him back out there quickly at safety. So it hadn't been the best situation for him, but, you know, he stepped in. I think he had one play that he really made a terrible missed assignment. The rest of the time he just needs to tighten up some alignments and just get a little feel. But he's tough. He'll tackle. He's got good range.
I'm sorry, is that permanent now? Do you think he's going to stay there?
I don't want to say permanent, but we'll see. He can do both. He's multidimensional, but you know we'll see.
Are you finding you guys have to move Sue around to get him away from some of the things that offenses are doing?
Well, I think we got to do that with our whole defensive line if we're going to lean on those guys. You can't just line up in one spot. You know, a lot of teams use blitz packages and things like that to do that. If we're not going to have to rely on blitz as much, you're going to need to do something with alignment on D-linemen so they just can't know, hey, this is where a guy lines up. You can chip, you can slide, sort of, you know, force the action from them a little bit. But, yeah, we'll move them around.
Can you kind of gauge what you've seen with Kevin Smith so far?
Yeah, I mean, this was a game he was going to play a lot more than he did last week. Last week was his first action. You know, Kevin's usually pretty good with the football. He doesn't fumble very often, and, you know, it was disappointing. I'm sure he's very disappointed to put that ball on the ground. And it really wasn't a big hit. It was just, you know, again, he's coming back from a major injury. He has probably a million things going through his mind, and ball security was one of the last ones. He needs to do a better job of taking care of that football. Still does a nice job being in the pass game and in protections and all that stuff. You know, Kevin's still working his way back from a major injury.
Question on that fourth and one late in the second quarter when he passed up going for the punt. Were you trying to put your defense in a position to get a three and out and get the ball back? Were you just working on something, or was that just?
Yeah, we weren't playing our best defense, and you know, if we turn that ball over at midfield right there, then we put him back on the field. I just didn't want to subject them to possibly being in that situation. I got a lot of confidence in our offense to be able to pick up a yard, but you know, just game situation early in the game and all that stuff. Just rather let them play with a long field right there.
You're normally more aggressive than that, though. I mean, you know, if your defense is playing bad, then they're gonna,
yeah.
Why not hang out of the ball and take a chance on that?
Yeah.
Just asking.
It's preseason.
So it's just okay.
Well, you didn't say exhibition games. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that go into that. We were down a little bit on defensive personnel when Levy went out, and then Delmas, you know, goes out after the set number of plays. You know, Lewis didn't have any setbacks, but we'd only planned on playing him in that, you know, 20 play range. So we were down a little bit. They were doing no huddle, you know. Defensive line was a little bit tired. It just didn't make any sense to me at that point to possibly subject them to going out at midfield.
Any thoughts about your kicker at sea level?
Yeah, I mean, we need to do a better job of you know, forcing some touchbacks and things like that. We didn't do a good job of covering the kicks. You know, Josh Cribbs got loose quite a bit. You know, I mean, he's tough. I mean, that's one of the best. That might be the best kick returner in the NFL.
Hanson got it.
Do you feel like you see
more positives at this point? I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, I think that, you know, win the game. It's hard to get up here and feel awful about winning the game. But, you know, you need to look at it through a critical set of eyes. And there's still things that we need to work on, still things we need to clean up.
Do you feel like
Henson did a ton of kicking in pregame. Did you get a report? Is he fine? How'd it go? All that stuff.
Yeah, it was the first time he had kicked from, you know, from over on some hashes where he'd have to sort of torque his body a little bit, and he was able to get through it pretty good. I think, you know, time will tell. I mean, we'll really see tomorrow sort of how he is. You know, as long as he didn't get sore from the work, I think we'll be okay. But this was a big test for him because, like I said, when you start lining up on some of those hashes, you got to really torque your body, and that's his plant foot that he had the injury on. So if he made it through this with, you know, and stays the way he's been, then that's a really good sign for him.